Red LK Mobile. You might be out there. You already had your 3 or 4 cups of coffee?
Had a couple of cups of coffee, took my handful of pills, and just got through with my second insulin shot.
2 of those shots every morning?
Yeah, pretty much every morning, and then a lot of times, several times throughout the day, if I keep track of my sugar. I've been nibbling through the night and eating too many carbs, so my sugar was pretty high this morning.
Do you run out of places to put the needle? I don't, or can you just hit the same place every time? I don't know how that works.
I do different areas around my stomach with the shots. I've got one of those continuous glucose monitoring devices that's implanted in, stick it to my arm, keep it there for 2 weeks, and I can wave my phone over it so I don't have to prick my finger all the time anymore. So anyway, it told me that my sugar was out of range. It was so high, so I went ahead and did a couple of heavy-duty shots to bring it back down.
So that helps not having to break your finger all the time, but still, I hate it that you have to watch it so closely.
And I do like sweets. I used to indulge in that sweet stuff all the time, so, but anyway, just one in things, and pharmaceutical companies say, okay, how bad you want to live? You willing to pay the price for the Jardiance and all the different medications? I've told people that I could have a brand new $120,000 bass boat out there with what I've spent on medication for the last 5 years.
Not cheap. I can't imagine. So do you have type 1 diabetes then?
Type 2. I developed it when I got old and fat, and that would help a lot if I could lose some of this weight. That would probably cut down on my need for some of the insulin and the drugs.
I don't know. I know there's a lot. Sometimes can be handled. Some things didn't take care of that. Sometimes it just can't help it. I just, I hate it for you. But I'm glad you got the radio. And it sounds like you get outside. Are you fairly active? Are you able to get outside and do stuff?
I'm fairly active, and just had some back surgery done, so that's going on. I'm getting back to being more active. My activity level had dropped way back from having back troubles, but my back's feeling a lot better. I'm recuperating from it. I've still got a ways to go, but my back's getting better.
Glad to hear that. Just sometimes it seems like it's one thing after another, I'm sure.
AGE, just a matter of getting older. I'm just, like a little old lady told me at the church one Sunday, asked her how she was doing. She said, well, I'm looking down at the flowers instead of up at the roots.
That's one way of looking at it. Perspective is everything, isn't it?
Do you run down to around the Atlanta area pretty much every night?
To the same place, just 4 nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday nights. Go to the same couple places now. They did give me a different load coming back. I stopped off in Carnesville and dropped a load and then came back with an empty. But normally I bring a load back for Greenville.
Who do you drive for? but you drive one of their really big trucks.
Now, for the last 9 years, I've started out part-time in the warehouse and moved into driving a package car, little brown trucks. I did that for a little over 20 years around Greenville, and now I'm doing this. And I'm going to finish out my career there doing this.
Stuff UPS and get a few things FedEx and get a lot of things through the post office. Amazon don't usually run their trucks out here in the country. They'll send the last leg of it to the post office.
It surprised me if in a couple more years they'll be running everywhere there. I just heard the other day that they're actually the largest shipping company now. They handle more packages themselves than UPS carries now. UPS got a new CEO a few years ago, and she's not really interested in growing the company. I don't know what her deal is. She's been making a lot of cutbacks and lost a lot of customers. I'm not sure what the mentality is, but they're still making money. I don't know what they're doing. That's all I can say. They used to have the idea of, you know, being the best and the biggest and trying to handle the most volume and do it the best, but that's not their idea anymore.
Sometimes you got to wonder what upper management's thinking.
She had been CEO of Home Depot for a while, and she went in and streamlined and cut a lot of jobs and cut a lot of buildings, or not buildings, but cut a lot of jobs. And apparently she was supposed to do that with UPS for the shareholders. But then they started losing so much money, they're kind of rethinking her plan. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, if she messes up too bad, she might be the one losing the job and heading out the door.
Working here before we went public, it was all, you know, an all private company. Back in the late 90s, they went public, went on the stock market, and things kind of started changing after that. And really, the last few years, it's really changed drastically. Still a good company to ship with, and still a good company to work for. I don't know that I would want to start now. If I know what I know now, I would not recommend starting on with the company now and make a career out of it. I just don't think it's going to be the same for future people as it was for me.
Yeah, that's the way a lot of them are anymore. So, Will, what brings you out and about on a Saturday?
I just got back. I got held up down there in Atlanta. Had to wait on the load that the trailers were in the shop getting repairs. They said it'd take about 30 minutes, and it ended up an hour and a half later. They still hadn't finished with the one trailer that needed fixing, so they ended up just telling me to take one of them. They left the other one down there.
Yeah, that's the way it works sometimes, I guess. But where's home at?
Cleveland, South Carolina, up near Table Rock off Highway 11.
Well, there's some beautiful country up that way. I've got a cousin who lives up there off 11, and she'll put pictures on Facebook from time to time. The black bears will come down and play in her backyard.
Occasionally, more than I see, I know, because either I'm at work or I'm asleep, but they're around. We see them pretty regularly, but we don't leave any food out. We don't leave trash out, and they usually can't have bird feeders, otherwise they'd be into that during the summer, but they don't bother us. Just, you know, come around and investigate. I've been outside and had them go through the yard. it was kind of walk around me, not, you know, not close, but walk around in the woods. But we see them pretty regular.
Sometimes I'm back by 3 o'clock,
but I was kind of looking forward to that, but it just didn't work out last night. Now, that happens in a big outfit like that. They got more people working now. They got all these contractors on the yard pulling loads. There's a lot of help, but just there's a lot of volume, apparently. It's really jumped up this week.
Yes, man. With this rush fixing to happen, I bet it has picked up.
I can still only pull two trailers at a time, so it's not like when I was a package car driver. My stop count would jump up to 100, 200 stops, and they'd give me somebody to, you know, a helper to ride with me for several hours. With what I'm doing now, they can't really give me any extra work.
Triples yet?
Trust me, if the state of South Carolina would let them, they'd let me.
Yeah, when I took my CDY, I had my, I think I told you, I had my chauffeur's license when I grandfathered into a CDL, and that was one thing I did. I upgraded with the doubles and the triples.
Question about that, I'm not sure what time period that was, but I've met a few guys through the years that said, yeah, they had their chauffeur's license. What kind of testing did you have to do for that covered, you know, that automatically grandfathered in when they first came out with that CDL?
With a chauffeur's license, the only thing I had to do was a written test. The rest of it was old school learning on the road.
The CDL come into being, do you know?
I think it was, if I remember right, it was in the early 90s. Somewhere around in there, around 92, 93, somewhere in there.
Well, so before that, did you just have to take a written test, and then did you just have to prove that you could drive? Is that, or what? Or could you just take a written test, get your chauffeur's license, and then drive an 18-wheeler?
You took a written test, and you passed the test, and you went to work.
Traffic on the roads, but it seems like we have a lot more accidents with the big rigs now than we did years ago.
Back when I got mine, you know, you learn how to drive a truck with another driver, literally another driver, and it wasn't in a parking lot. You learn how to drive a truck on the road. The first things I learned how to drive were dump trucks, and then I went to hauling hay with a tractor trailer. And you just steady upgrade yourself from there and learn. The more you learn, the more they let you do.
So did you have to get a permit or a chauffeur's license before you could start riding with a guy and learning, you know, taking over the wheel at some point?
No, sir. I got my chauffeur's license and started riding with a buddy of mine driving a dump truck on weekends. And then after I got to where I was just driving, you know, pretty much driving by myself, I left the county, at Martin County where I lived, I left them to go drive trucks for my buddies.
Was the chauffeur's license kind of like you had to have that in order to get paid to drive, basically, any kind of work that you got paid to drive?
No, the chauffeur's license is just like your driver's license back then, but it said chauffeur's. And if you didn't have that chauffeur's, you wasn't allowed behind the wheel of a big truck. So you had to have that to get your chauffeur's or be able to drive a big truck. And you just got put behind the wheel, and usually down dirt roads or in the fields and stuff, and learned that, and a little bit driving empty trucks, you know, on the road and stuff with your friends. And then you started doing it yourself.
I'd always heard that, you know, chauffeur's license grandfathered in, but I wonder how they came up with that term. When I think of a chauffeur, you know, I think of somebody driving people around, obviously, driving a limousine or something, but, I didn't really get into this until 9 years ago.
I was driving a lowboy for a local company guy I knew growing up. Him and his family were friends or family of mine. I started driving a lowboy with him when I got transferred over, grandfathered in to a CDL. And went up there and, you know, handed my chauffeurs, and they said, you know,
you want to take a test for doubles and triples and that kind of stuff? And I said, sure. So I took a test on it, passed my test for doubles and triples, and I had to do air brakes and that kind of stuff just for the test. And then I was pretty much grandfathered in.
That's easier way of doing it, I guess. UPS has their own school. They have guys that are trained to do the training and give the testing, and then when you're done, you just take the paperwork to the highway department after you get your permit, obviously. But when I did it, I pulled doubles while I still had my permit. That was still allowed. They changed that apparently a couple of years ago. Now the guys have to pass the test, go to the highway department, get their license, and then go back and do doubles training before they'll give them certification for the doubles.
And they, you know, they've upgraded that quite a bit from when I first got mine. And you know, but the deal is, they still sit in how many hours of class? They do a little road test and pass it, and they put them in a big truck and let them go. Yeah, that's not good.
To deliver to a guy when I was package car. He was worked in a warehouse, and he said, "I'm going to CDL school. I'm gonna get my CDLs and become a truck driver." And sure enough, he did. You know, 8 or 10 weeks later, he was gone, and I ran into him a year or two later and asked him, "So how'd it go?" And he said, "Boy, my first trip." He said, "I went to work for a company right out of school, and they sent me to Washington State." And he said, "I was a team driver with this guy, and he'd drive, I'd sleep, I'd drive, he'd sleep. We didn't really talk much. Got out there to some of those mountains, and I looked at him and said, I've never driven in mountains before. What am I supposed to do?" And the guy said, "What are you talking about? I've never driven in mountains before. I thought you were the guy. I thought you were the experienced driver."
Oh, my goodness.
Two drivers and didn't realize it.
M4MUF Friday, and that's what I still say the problem is. They can pass a test, but that don't mean they got common sense enough to drive a tractor trailer.
I'm sure that contributes a lot to it. My training was pretty fast, but it was all one-on-one, and it was with one supervisor. And I asked him about that because my neighbor had his CDL, and he said, "You can't get, you know, you can't learn that fast, and you need to go to one of those schools." And so I asked my boss about it, and he said, "Well, you have to think, they got 5 or 6 guys sitting in the back of that tractor on a bench, and they might get an hour of driving a day. That's why it takes them so long." He said, "We're driving all day long or all night long, whichever, 7, 8, 9 hours of driving, one-on-one, and we won't let you go out on the road until we know you're ready."
About that's the way it needs to be. You know, and I, like I say, that was the way I grew up driving, you know, when I first started driving truck at 19 years old, and you know, riding with my friends, man, learning how to drive them old 2-stick Macs and stuff like that, old quadruplexes, you know, with no damn automatic and that kind of stuff.
Definitely, almost all the vehicles UPS has now are automatics. That's all they're buying, and I think we've got 1 or 2 standard transmissions left at our building, but all the new big hubs, they're all automatics.
Against automatics, but I still love to shift. I bought my Jeep, my little TJ. I wouldn't buy a TJ unless it had a standard shift. You know, I know my Denali, it come with an automatic, and I can live with that. But even when I climb into a dump truck or a big truck, I want to shift. It's just, I know what the motor does. I know how it does. I know how it needs to sound when I need to shift. And I know when it's lugging and that kind of stuff. I don't want to rely on that computer to do it for me.
You're backing into docks and things, especially if you kind of got any grade. You can work that clutch better than some of those automatics do not back up well. Fortunately, the one I drive, it's a Cascadia. It's probably the smoothest running automatic we've got, and I don't mind it. I've kind of gotten used to it, but I'm the same way. I still prefer to have the stick shift in there. I feel like you can control it better.
You can. And then they tell me that in that class now, if you do one in a standard shift, they want you to double clutch to show them that you can double clutch that truck. Why? Why are you even using that clutch unless you're taking off or backing up?
Still from, I'm assuming, I don't know because I don't have any experience in those in the older rigs, you know, from the 70s or 80s, but I guess you kind of maybe had to do that in those, I don't know. But yeah, they were, that's how they trained me. It's like, we got to see you double clutch, but I never do. I mean, it's more difficult. You use it when I take off and when I come to a stop, but that's about it.
I still do. The way I was trained growing up, learning how to drive a truck, was you used to clutch to take off. You listen to your motor, watch your RPMs. You learn what the speed that truck shifted at. The max, they shifted at about 1,200 to 1,400. You get up in the old Detroit, so now you're getting about 1,800, 1,500, 1,800 before they shift decent. You know, but you remember that stuff. You learn it.
Not easier on your leg, too.
In a way, because you only needed to take off and stop, you know, stuff like that. So, yep, that's just old school driving there, and it wasn't all computerized and all that stuff now.
Test in an automatic, they put that on your CDL. You can't drive a stick shift if you take the test in an automatic.
But I understand. They also say that if you take a test in a truck, and you do it with a trailer with a pendle hitch, you're restricted to a pendle hitch. You can't use a fifth wheel.
If I'm just grandfathering you in from a chauffeur's license, haven't they?
They have, and a KF4MUF for ID. And the worst part about it, they're getting worse drivers than what they were back then.
I'm also making them drive tired with that. The new regulations where they, you know, they limit you to 11 hours. Well, you have 11 hours of drive time in a 14-hour on-duty period, but you have to be driving because if you stop, then you got to take a 10-hour off-duty. You have to sit for 10 hours, so you're forcing them to drive the whole time. They're not allowed to stop. And, you know, if you get sleepy, you can't stop and take a couple hour break and then just add that on to the end of your shift. You only have 14 hours to work, or 14 hours to be on duty.
I never understood that. And the automatic logs now, you know, all the DOT rules and the crap that they make you do now, from when I first started driving, it just, that and the idiots on the road, that's the one reason I just kind of got out of it. But I always keep my chauffeurs, and I always keep my health card up and all that stuff. So so if I ever need to, I can climb back behind that wheel.
Interesting to see how the industry goes here in another few years. They're trying to come out with all these automatic, self-driving vehicles and convoy vehicles where you got a driver in the lead vehicle and the rest of them follow, and I do not want to have any part of that.
Yeah, I thought after four or five trucks it was considered a convoy and it wasn't allowed.
When computers are running it, then it is allowed apparently. But Jody, I've enjoyed it. I'm pulled in my neighborhood. I'm gonna go down the driveway and park this thing and go in and go take a shower and go to bed because I'm a little tired this morning. So I hope you have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you again. KM4MUF or KF4MUF, I'm not sure. N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KF, Kilo Fox 4, Mike Uniform Fox. And it is Shane, right? Right. Okay, thank you very much. You have a great night, great conversation. You have a good morning.
See you later. N4ZLK.
If we're clear.